And how did you get along at the insurance company?
I got along fine. I think I was not very well liked because there were women that were working there that didn't get the money that I got and didn't get as much attention as I got. They were, I guess you might say, they were jealous of me because I had a better job than most of them who had been, you know, working there for quite some time. And it was just because of my time in the service. And I was not there very long because then my husband-to-be came along and decided that no wife of his was going to work after we were married, and that was the end of it. I never did finish there. Because no wife of his ever went to work until later in life. I'll tell you all about that later.
So he met you in Edmiston?
Yes. He lived in Edmiston. And he had just gotten out of the service, too, gotten out of the Army. And he was going to Utica School of Commerce and traveling back and forth. And so just things evolved, and we got together, and we were married. And I went there in 46, and we were married in 48.
Do you remember where in town or how exactly you met, your first encounter, maybe?
It was a New Year's Eve party. And, well, we belonged to the same church, first of all, and sang in the choir. And so we knew each other. But then there was a New Year's Eve party at New York Central, and all the women were told to invite a guest, preferably a male or female, the opposite gender. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't think of anybody else in town that I would rather ask, and so I asked Howard to come to the party, and which he did, with some, well, I won't go into that, that's a different story. He didn't want to at first, but his mother said that, you know, since I had asked him, she thought he ought to go with me. But anyway, where were we? I've lost track.
Well, eventually you end up going to the party together, and...
Well, then we started dating after that. When we didn't have, that was New Year's, and we really didn't have another date until Halloween. And I remember it was Halloween because we went to a movie in Norwich, and they were having a Halloween party or Halloween things going on. And so it was we dated for a few months before he decided that maybe I was good enough to ask to marry him.
Who was, what was the ceremony like? I mean, was that, where was it held, and who was there?
Our wedding?
Yeah, yes.
It was held in Edmiston at the Second Baptist Church where we went, where we attended. And it was in September of 48, September 11th, actually, of 1948. And then we moved to Cooperstown right after that. He was working here at the leather stocking office as an accountant. And... So we moved right after we were married to Cooperstown, and been here ever since.
What were your initial impressions of Cooperstown when you came in 48?
I liked it. I thought it was fine. We didn't have a home at first. We just had apartments here and there, two or three different apartments. And then eventually we bought a home down on Walnut Street near where the elementary school is now.
What was that home like?
It was a very small bungalow type of home. And we did have our first two children were born when we lived there, but we finally decided that it was too small for us. And that's when we decided to look for another home. And we just let it be known that we were looking, and the man who owned this house got wind of it or heard that we were looking for a home, and he came to us and asked if we would not be interested in buying this house. And that's how we got here, and we've been here ever since. And that was, let's see, the children were, Julie was, our oldest daughter was 5 years old when came, moved here. That would be 56, right? She was born 51, yeah, 56.
So what was life like then? I mean, you had, it sounds like Julie maybe.
Julie
year
and
after.
Judy was yeah. the second one. Mm-hmm. And that was everything. We enjoyed life. It was. We were not wealthy. Howard was, you know, just making an accountant's wage at that time. It was not until later that he ever got to be asked to work at the Baseball Hall of Fame. And he did not, he wasn't with Leatherstocking too many years, I'm trying to think. He went there. 47. And I think he started at the Hall of Fame in 51. I think that's when he started, if I remember right. And so we didn't have a lot of money, but we struggled and we got along just fine. As a matter of fact, a couple of years when we lived here, we went for the whole year without a car because we couldn't afford to buy a car. Our old car gave out, and we couldn't afford to buy a car. So we went around with a little wagon that we pulled the kids in, you know, to do our grocery shopping in town. And you know, we struggled, but we got along just fine. We were not always able to do a lot of things that we do now.
You take them down to Main Street? Is that where you go shopping? Or?
Well, let's see. There was one store that was on Chestnut Street, which is now the part of the county office building, the annex. That was and I think it was a Victory store, as I remember it. And we did a lot of our shopping there. And then there was an A&P on Main Street, and another, Danny's Market, which was where the part of the Baseball Hall of Fame is now. Actually, the part that's the store, you know, the where you buy souvenirs. that part of it, was Danny's Market. The Baseball Hall of Fame bought Danny's Market and tore it down and added on to the building to put, to use the that part of the building to, what do you call it? The, my husband went out, so I'll have to answer that. Okay. I don't know what, how, whether this is going the way you had hoped it would.
I'm actually, it's funny that we got here to Main Street in Cooperstown. I'm wondering what it was like then as opposed to how it is now.
Oh, well, there were all kinds of stores on Main Street. There were there was a furniture store. There were two men's stores, three or four women's stores, all businesses, mm-hmm. you know, regular businesses, not baseball related. And we liked it. We liked the way Cooperstown was. But then, of course, Baseball Hall of Fame got to be so big, and people, baseball people from all over the world came in and bought up these places and started baseball-related sales and stores and whatever, and so that's where we are now.
I mean, so it was a quiet town even in the summer then?
Right. Well, we had tourists, but nowhere near what they have nowadays. And I can't tell you. My husband is better at this. He can tell you. Well, he has told whoever was interviewing him all this stuff. So if you get together with his, what he has told you,
right.
has told, and what I tell, it'll get to all work out fine.
Good picture together, right?
Right.
Now, eventually, while you're here in Cooperstown, you went back to school, or you continued your education. Is that right?
Well, I went to night school to take a few courses, and that was when my husband told me that if our children were going to go to college, I would have to go back to work, and that was a shocker to me. I had no idea that I'd ever go back to work, and so I knew that I had to brush up on my accounting in order to get a job, and which I did, and excuse me, and that's when Medicare first came into being. That was 1966, and the hospital needed people to do Medicare billing, and so I went to work at Bassett Hospital. They hired me right off without, I went for an interview one afternoon and they asked me if I could start the next morning. They needed somebody immediately to start this billing because it was thrown in their lap and then they were not prepared. They didn't have anybody to do anything. So there were three of us actually that went to work in the Medicare billing department. And that's where I started there, at the hospital. But then, after that, I worked there for five and a half or six years, and then had a better offer from the county to work, and I would get more retirement. I think I decided from the county, it would be state retirement, so I went to work for the county and worked there for 15 years before I really retired at the age of 63.
But going back to work 20 yeah. so years before. You hadn't expected that.
I know. I never thought I'd ever go back. But I got through it okay. It was a hardship. It was, I would work all day and then come home at night and get meals and do my housework on weekends. I was not terribly happy about it, but I got through it.
I guess, my next question, or my last, would be if there's any specific stories or memories of Cooperstown or other parts of your life that you wanted to share that we didn't get to just yet?
Well, my husband got to be director of the Baseball Hall of Fame after he'd been there for quite a number of years, and I've forgotten the amount of years, I had to go to functions where I was in the limelight, so to speak. I was alongside of him and have to greet people that I didn't expect I would have to meet. I got involved with the Clarks, Mrs. Jane Clark's mother, who was Jane also, used to have me help her, try to help her with baseball people. She thought I would know them better than she did, and I was not happy about that. It made me very nervous. This was above what the kind of life that I had led, and so it just made me very nervous to meet all kinds of people, baseball people. But eventually I got used to it, and so I became friends with baseball people.
Really? Had you been interested in baseball at all before that?
I liked baseball. When I lived in Brooklyn, and we were not too far from Ebbets Field. Was it Ebbets Field? Yeah, I think it was Ebbets Field. And I would occasionally go to what they called afternoon games, and I've forgotten, it was a certain name they called it. And I would go, and I enjoyed baseball, and I learned to like the game very much. One of my favorite players was Pee Wee Reese, and he was a shortstop for the Brooklyn Dodgers. And lo and behold, when he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, I was in Florida at that time and met him. And when I told him that he was one of my favorite players, and that he put his arms around me and gave me a big kiss and a hug. So that's one of the highlights of my life. But I've met a lot of baseball people since then.
Like whom, if you don't mind my asking?
No, well, I know, he now is out in California and has a winery. Names and I don't get along very good. Well, it'll come to me.
It's okay. I'm bad with names.
I'm 85 years old, and it's just, this doesn't work like it used to.
But that's great. You get to meet Pee Wee Reese. I mean, so you'd see him play when you were younger with your family.
I also have met Robinson, what's his name?
Brooks Robinson?
Brooks Robinson. There's another Robinson.
Oh, Frank Robinson?
Frank Robinson. Yeah, I've met a lot of people. I've met, I know, Dewey Kuhn, most all of them, I know them. I'm not, you know, real friendly with them, but I know them quite well. We're still invited to the Hall of Fame parties that Jane has on the Hall of Fame weekends, and still see a lot of the people that we knew while we were at the Baseball Hall of Fame, and they come up and speak to us.
Actually, I thought it's great to, should have asked that earlier. You're just in baseball. It's going to Ebbets Field and all that. I mean, is that something you got to do often enough, or like,
no,
you go with your family?
No,
or friends,
it was only
or?
Only I probably only went maybe half a dozen times before I moved to Cooperstown. Didn't go very often. It cost money, even though it was called Ladies' Day, I guess it was, and it still cost money to go, and I didn't have a lot of money, so I didn't go a lot. I enjoyed it, and I still enjoy the game. I still watch baseball and football on television all the time because I enjoy the games. I don't like basketball as much, but I do like baseball and football. Golf. I like golf. I'm not very good at golf, but I enjoy it.
Did you play golf when you were younger?
I tried. Let's put it that way. I tried. And as I say, I wasn't very good. I guess I gave it up after a while. I probably tried maybe about a year or two, and then I finally gave it up. Bowling was my big thing. I enjoyed bowling.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And I did that for quite a long time down at the gym after I retired.
Oh.
After I retired. But I did bowl before I retired, too. I mean, occasionally we'd go bowling at night to different bowling alleys.
Leagues or just friends? Like in a league or just with friends or...?
I belong to a league, a women's league. I don't remember when, just exactly when, but for about... I started in a women's league over in Edmiston, and then I didn't join right away when I came to Cooperstown until... after the children were older, you know, so that I could get a babysitter and leave them. I didn't like to get a babysitter very, very often when they were little. I stayed home a lot with the children. But then, I would say probably from the time that they were, let's see, Julie probably was about 10, and Jim was four. Maybe he was four. Anyway, those years, I then went evenings. As a matter of fact, we. Both Howard and I belong to a couples league, and we bowl together. Oh. And but I also belong to a women's league, and he belonged to a men's league. That was at the gym, and that was before it was down below town. That was when it was up on Main Street, where part of the Baseball Hall of Fame is now. The one annex where the Baseball Hall of Fame offices are, mm-hmm. used to be the gymnasium.
Really?
Here in Cooperstown, yes. Like, that's before it moved down below the village.
Mm-hmm. So, wow, bowling on Main Street.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. Need some light. It's getting, seems to me, well, getting dark in here.
That's all right. I mean, unless... That you wanted to tell?
I'm trying to remember. The name of some of the other... Jackie Robinson is the Robinson that I met, and his wife, and became quite friendly with them. He was the first black baseball player. Mm-hmm. And that's who I was, you know, I was trying to think of, the Robinson that I was knew quite well. And then all the other Robinsons I know too. Other stories. Huh. There probably are many, but I... When I try to think of something specific, everything goes blank.
Well, that's all right. I mean, I think we've had quite a few good stories already today, so...
Thank you for those. Pretty well covered it.
Yeah, thank you for those. And I appreciate your time.
Okay. Have we taken up enough time?
Mm-hmm. I think so.